It's one thing to read the Bible, but it's another supernatural level to feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, hear from Jesus Christ himself, and to be supernaturally guided by the spiritual being called the Holy Spirit. Jesus is alive and waiting to speak to you. Welcome to Spirit Led, a supernatural podcast on connecting and understanding the living God. And now your host, discerning prophet and visionary, Diana Monique.
Hey everyone, today we are going to be praying. I put together a Spirit-led prayer so that we can invite the Holy Spirit into our lives. So go ahead and add this to your playlist or replay it whenever you are needing the Spirit to show up into your daily life. Because there's no way we can be able to do this thing called life alone. Even the littlest things we go through, we will need help and direction. In the book of John, chapter 14, Jesus promised us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, from what Jesus said, is going to teach us everything. And not only teach us everything, but also remind us of everything that the Lord has told us. Since the Holy Spirit will teach us everything, we're going to pray for the Holy Spirit to come into our lives and come into our day and teach us this everything that we need for the day and remind us of everything that the Lord has told us. You know, Jesus says that the world cannot even receive the Holy Spirit. Jesus says that the world isn't even looking for a spirit, let alone the Holy Spirit. Jesus says that the world doesn't even recognize the Holy Spirit. But Jesus says that he is physically going away. Jesus is physically going away. But that doesn't mean that he is going to be abandoning us like an orphan. Jesus promises that he will come to us spiritually. Did you catch that? He will come to us spiritually. Jesus says in John 14, verse 19, "Soon the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. And because you listen to me, and because you accept me, and because you obey my commands, I will teach you. I will love you, and I will reveal myself personally to each of you." You see, being a Christian is not just about memorizing scriptures and obeying commandments. Being a Christian is about having a supernatural, spiritual relationship with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit and listening for what the Holy Spirit is constantly trying to tell us. And as we go through the day, and we don't know exactly what to pray for, the Holy Spirit just comes in and starts interceding for us. And you know, what we are trying to say that we can't say, the Holy Spirit will know exactly what we're trying to say and will pray to the Father for us in our place with groanings that can't even be expressed in words. If you look at 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, the Bible says that the Lord is Spirit. The Lord is Spirit. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you want to live in freedom right now and forevermore, then invite the Holy Spirit in. If you want freedom from your pain, freedom from finances, freedom from confusion, freedom from being offended, and freedom from feeling lost or bogged down, or whatever it is time to invite the Holy Spirit into your day. We need His relationship all day, every day. We need to hear His voice. We need to hear his direction. We need him to help us and fight for us. So whatever it is that you're going through, we're going to pray to invite the Holy Spirit into our day so that he can come into our room and help us right now. Let us pray. God, I seek your face today. Make your presence known to me, Holy Spirit. Jesus, you said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that we will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon us. And I'm asking today that the Holy Spirit come upon me. Cover me in your Holy Spirit. Invade my space with the Spirit. Drown every single aspect of my life in the Holy Spirit so that I can be able to receive the supernatural power that you have promised so I can walk in authority wherever I go today like a true child of God. Come upon me, Holy Spirit, and take over my mind. Invade my thoughts so that my thoughts are your thoughts and my ways are your ways. Fill me up so much that when the enemy comes and the demons start to plot against me, they see you when they try to attack my life. Influence my mind and thoughts so that my thoughts are godly and peaceful and progressive and towards your will for my life. Be my advocate, my defender, and my supporter. Be my teacher and instructor. Teach me how to be a doer of your word and not just a hearer of your word. Help me walk in your word and what you want me to do and not just hear your word and move on. Help me on how I should talk to other people and on the decisions that I need to make. Renew my mind. Renew my spirit today. Help me hear you today so you can be my teacher and my instructor. Strengthen my faith so I don't waver thinking I can do something and I'm not good enough. Strengthen my faith so my thoughts are confident. Like I can be able to do it. Thank you for not leaving me to do this life alone. Thank you for being my helper. Thank you for giving me wisdom and revealing God's will for me today. Thank you for giving me divine knowledge so I do things right for the first time. And not doing it right after the third and fourth time because I wasn't listening to you. Help me hear you. Thank you for giving me divine knowledge so that I can just do it right the exact first time and hear you the first time. And thank you for convicting my heart of sin so I can purge my spirit of wrong and get closer and cleaner to you every single day. Help me rely on you for everything. Give me spiritual eyes so that I can see things on a deeper level, so I can see Satan's tactics or your glory being revealed. Give me spiritual ears so that I cannot just hear what's being said on the surface, but I hear the deeper meaning. Build my gift of discernment so that I can move quicker, so I could be able to see better, so I can be able to hear clearer. Help me be more effective by allowing me to feel and hear from you. Fill me with your presence. Give me the strength through this day. Be my source of strength. My divine comfort, my direction. Be my wise counsel, my helper, And my reminder that as you are for me, nothing can really be against me. Thank you for being with me wherever I go. Thank you for letting me feel your presence. Thank you for hearing my prayer. Thank you for revealing yourself to me. Thank you for allowing me to hear you. And as I end this prayer, may my prayers to you continue all throughout this day as I go through my day. And my ears stay open to hearing you. And my eyes stay open to seeing you when you show up. And thank you for being my friend. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Deanna Monique is committed to leaving her business just to preach the Word of God on a regular basis. Leaving the world and starting a church for a single mom costs and requires a lot of faith and partnership with you. To become a partner, please visit imspiritled.com. Thank you for listening. Make sure to tell a friend. And please rate this show before exiting.